VA7XM monitoring.
Seven Tango Golf. Did you get your toy?
My delivery, not so much a toy, but yes, it showed up. By the way, when you checked in on Burnaby, I could hear you on the input.
Oh, getting strong tonight.
Mm. Yeah, I wouldn't want to carry a conversation. You know, it was kind of in the noise, but if you have to, it was usable.
Oh, good to know. We should be able to do it. Inputs, but lower down. Yeah.
I find my my VHF board on this radio works at the extremes, the very lows and the very highs, better than it does in the middle.
Oh, really? I don't know where mine's best at. Some stations, some places, others, other places.
Well, I'm just going by the power, the reflected power.
Yeah, downstairs it's good. I don't know what it is upstairs.
Yeah, I'm going to have to put a meter on, power meter on the all mode, play with that a little bit, I think. Mind you, my VHF side is challenged with it. It's got to go in the shop. It's got that weird noise. But at least I eliminated the problem. The CTCSS board is not the problem, which is kind of leaning to being it, but I've eliminated that. But all good things. I'm on hold right now, spending any more money on radio. There's other things that got to happen first.
Okay. Maybe the summertime for you.
Yeah, you know, June, July, somewhere in there. You know, I still got my 6-meter radio that's sitting in a box waiting to go south. And that'll be about $400 U.S. But I don't know what this almost is going to cost me. But it can wait. It can wait. I got the primary stuff working. You know, got my FMs. I got my HF. And, that's most of the business.
Yep, that's good. All right. Now, when I show you the Kraken in May there, you'll be impressed.
Yeah, I am looking forward to seeing that thing. I mean, I understand the concept, but I'm really looking forward to seeing the thing in real life, in practice. That's I would have liked to have one of those a few years back.
Yeah, I would like to have had one like this 20 years ago. Yeah, we would have taken care of a few problems.
Well, you know what, even back then, it's amazing what we were able to pull off with the loop.
Yep, the loop, the no coax, the portable, oh yeah.
I know what's going to happen, though. You know, once I get that TS-90 working and just tickety-boo the way it should be, I'll just be itching to do more and more and more, and I'll probably end up with beams and rotors and satellite and all that stuff and just shovel money out the door.
You're talking about my life. I don't have a house to support, not like you do. And I don't have a kid to put through school, not like maybe you do, so you won't be spending all your money all the way. Maybe when you retire.
Well, yeah, the house still has a mortgage on it, so that takes its toll. Daughter's out of school, she's working, but she's living here, so, you know, guess who gets to pay for damn near everything? Of course, I got other interests that the car. I mean, I put nothing on the road this summer, so actually that's fine. I got very little money to spend on it. It's more dedicated some time to it. As far as buying parts or things for it, it's for 1992, and absolutely everything works and works the way it should. That's pretty rare.
Yep, it's pretty rare, and you've got a good paint on it.
Yeah, it's factory paint. There's a couple of blemishes here and there, but I've never been the kind of guy that cares too much about having a great polish on the car. I'm more, it looks good. A couple little battle scars gives it character, you know, and it's got to go like a scared rabbit.
Listen, I don't remember much in the way of scratches on your Cougar. Did you have them? I just didn't see them.
Now, when you and I were first met, was it the red Cougar or the white Cougar?
I think it was the white one. You know what? I don't remember. Could have been red, but I do remember Cougar. I think it was white.
Yeah, that makes more sense. White. Yeah, that one, I bought that car without an engine and a transmission to replace my red one that I totaled. And the previous owner had just painted it an adequate job, you know, decent body work and an adequate paint job. And, it was okay. I'll keep it clean, but I'm not one of these guys that just polishes, and, you know. And I don't mind a little nick here and there. I mean, I'm looking at my Thunderbird right now, and yeah, there's a few chips on the front of it, you know, where it's taken some rock games and whatnot over the years, and it just gives it character.
Oh, yeah, character's nice. I'm not a polishing freak. However, I do have a lot of that stuff here. I do like the car clean in the summer, but it's winter, so I tend to forget about as much of it as I possibly can. But I try to wash it at least once a week. I don't care if there's snow on the ground, I'll go to the car wash.
Now, when you open the hood, and you go under the hood of my Thunderbird, it's spotless. And that I am really finicky about, because the no oil leaks, you can work on it, and when you're done, your hands are clean.
Oh, I can't say that much about mine. How many kilometers you got on that?
Hang on. I'll take a look. Not a lot. Hang on.
No, don't reply back. I got over 400,000 on a 2007.
$167,000.
And what year is it?
92.
I have 400. I think it's 435,000.
Yeah. Then there's my 2013 pickup, the F-150. It's got 170,000 miles on it, and going strong.
Oh, that's good. It's good. Ours gets a workout every day, twice a day. So, won't last forever, but sure would be nice.
Well, this is my second Thunderbird Super Coupe. The first one, I wore it out. It was a 90. The main difference between that one and this one was that was an automatic. This one's a standard. And that one I retired at 400,000 kilometers.
Oh, nice. I'm not sure if I've ever been in a Thunderbird, at least not a newer one. Older one, yeah. 60s, absolutely.
Well, there was this vintage, the 89 to 97 vintage, there was a good selling car. There's quite a few of them around. but the supercharged ones, there weren't that many. They were 89 to 95. And, you know, nowadays if you see one from that era, it probably is a supercharged one. Those are the ones that are quasi-collectible. And then there's also the single, the last year, 1997, which actually ran into 1998, but they were still classed as 1997. And they had 5-liter, or 5.4s. And they put out kind of a sport edition, and those are highly sought after, too. But I like the Super Coupes. They're, you got to know what you're doing when you're working on them. They're, as far as technology is concerned, when they were built, they were way ahead of time. And then now they're behind the times, but they're almost unique. But yeah, big learning curve on those cars.
Well, it's something you'll treasure for a long time.
Yeah, the only thing that would make me get rid of it, I think, is if I picked up a different car that I've been looking for, you know, on and off been looking for. I've been looking for a 67 to 69 Cougar with a very solid body. The rest of it, I don't care. You can have a blown-up engine, a blown-up transmission, ratty interior, I don't care. But as long as the body's solid. Because I'd love to get one of those. And you pay for that, though. There was one in, I think it was Edmonton. It was the garage kept its whole life, second owner, standard transmission from the factory.